From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Cairo is gearing up for President Obama's visit and tomorrow's address to Arabs and Muslims all over the world. In our interview earlier this week, Mr. Obama told us his goals for the speech are to project American ideals of democracy, rule of law, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo on what Egyptians are hoping to hear from the president.
Across this sprawling Arab capital, cleanup crews are sweeping the streets, painting the light posts, even hosing down dusty traffic lights. Cairo University, the venue for the speech, is preparing for the international spotlight, too. But Mohamin Hafez, a professor of German literature here, has another cleanup in mind. Here's what she'll be listening for when President Barack Obama speaks.
So we don't know exactly if he's going to do something really about the mess here. The mess, yes, in the Middle East.
Hisham Qasim, a publisher and democracy activist, has a more specific agenda.
There are high hopes that he will say the right things, make a clear commitment to civil liberties.
By choosing Egypt, an American ally ruled by a repressive regime, President Obama's stand on human rights and democracy will be in the spotlight, says Qasim.
But if on that day he fails to show a commitment, then I think the discourse will change completely. I and a lot of the democracy community will know where Obama stands on this matter.
Qasim, along with other members of Egypt's secular opposition, will attend the speech at Cairo University. Also on the guest list, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group with broad popular support. Hafez Miraji, the host of Eye on America, a weekly Arabic television program, will be broadcasting the speech to a wider regional audience.
So what do we have now and where do we stand?
They're fixing the studio.
There will be thousands of television hours devoted to parsing Mr. Obama's every phrase and gesture. Can the president start to mend the fractured relationship with the Muslim world with words? That's the challenge, says Miraji.
I think the benefit and the most important thing that Obama would like to achieve is to push the reset button with the Muslim world.
But a change in tone won't be enough, he says. The audience expects concrete proposals on what they care about most. How does the president revive hope for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal? What does he say about the buildup in Afghanistan, the drawdown in Iraq? What about talks with Iran? Prisoner abuse at Guantanamo? These are the issues that count the most, says Miraji.
It is very dangerous to raise expectations of people, and then when you don't deliver, you will have frustration. That's what I'm worried about.
The president is expected to deliver a call for new and ambitious regional diplomacy. Egypt is a key player. As for democracy, President Obama has said America can't impose it with lectures or military means, a change in tactics that is welcome, says government spokesman Hossam Zaki.
It is important to talk about democracy, but it is also important where you're talking, to whom you're talking, to know how to speak about democracy.
Egypt calls itself a democracy, but it's run like a police state. Will the Obama administration tolerate a certain level of domestic repression for regional cooperation and the complex negotiations ahead? This is what worries Hossam Hamalawi, a journalist, a blogger, and democracy advocate.
I really do not have any ounce worth of hope, you know, that Obama is going to make any sort of change here in the region for our benefits.
The president will have to convince the skeptics, especially among the young, says Hamalawi. He says he's willing to listen carefully, as will many Egyptians, to how the president talks to their leaders and to them. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.